Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Was It Real? The Hills Podcast. This week, we're doing a very special bonus episode before we tackle season two.
We are going to answer your burning fan questions, and nothing is off limits. We will answer all questions from all seasons of The Hills, and then later, we're going to play a fun game that I'm excited to introduce to both of you. Did you guys, was that the first time you ever watched season one of The Hills?
I think so.
It absolutely was the first time.
Like in detail, yes. Cause sometimes it would be on, you know, you watch an episode here and there. But to be honest, that was pretty cool to like watch it and see like how it really went down. And watching Lauren choose Jason over Paris was pretty upsetting.
I know. As a viewer, I could see why everybody was so shocked about that.
I was pissed.
I know you were.
I was pissed about that.
I know you were. No. I would have chosen Paris 10 out of 10 times.
Apparently, really? She should have.
She chose love. Well, then she actually goes to Paris, though, later in the season.
Oh, yes. I do remember that.
You know what I'm looking forward to is season two.
What?
And, like Audrina starts becoming, like, more of the star of the show now.
I don't really... I gotta start season two because I don't remember.
I'm excited to see Spencer because I when I say I did not watch the show, I genuinely did not. I just because so we filmed it. So it was like literally like I have not seen. I really even haven't seen the show.
Yeah. You never watched it like the day before they would.
They gave us like the yeah. But I never really. I just fast forward to the moments that I was in just to like see if I would be like, hey, please don't use that.
Don't use that.
Please, God. But besides that, I didn't really watch the show. I just sort of lived it. So it's going to be exciting to watch it.
Yeah. Well, you and Spencer come into it, I think, at the club, right?
Yeah, I think I'll have some nostalgia looking back when Spencer and I were, when now we're really tight, but, you know, obviously there was a long time where we didn't speak. So going back to the season two, we first got on the show and to
relive bring back some memories.
Moments, absolutely.
Yeah, things are definitely about to get dramatic and juicy.
All right. Well, let's get into those fan calls. First one is from Stacy, the bartender.
Hey guys, so I just recently did a complete rewatch of the series, not even realizing you guys are doing a podcast, which is amazing, by the way. I know you guys are getting into like the end of season one, beginning of season two. I have to ask, Audrina, did you really date Spencer? Nah. Come on. And can you and Brody just please get together?
Nah. Nah. No, I never dated Spencer.
What about the part of the question for Stacy?
Which one?
Which one?
She said,
"Oh, get together?
Yeah,
we are together right here. Look at us sitting right next to each other. Look at this.
See,
Stacy, I can answer that one. They've been talking on a bed for many years.
Yes.
talking.
We like to talk a lot.
Yeah, mystery man, just talking.
Katie, let's hear the next one.
Let's go to Katie.
Hi, Audrina, Brody, and Frankie. My name is Katie from Washington, D.C. I'm a huge Hills fan, and I'm so glad you guys are doing this podcast. My question would be, if you could go back to the early seasons of The Hills and give your 18, 19, 20-year-old self any piece of advice, what would the advice be that you would give yourself?
Damn.
That is very thought-provoking.
That is like, wow. Audrina, you go first if you want. I mean,
I think sometimes Well, let me think about this.
I'll go. I mean, it would tell myself, like, enjoy the moment. I think that at that age, you don't really realize what a special thing is happening. You know, you don't understand how big this show was. I mean, for us at that time in our lives, we were just going with the flow and filming. And I think it would tell myself, like, yo, you are doing something that nobody gets to do. This is so special. You better soak in every single moment of this, because it's a, you know, a huge memory that at the time you're just sort of going along with it. So it would just be to enjoy it more and enjoy the moment. You know,
I agree with you. I think that's what I would say to, like, every moment, even when it was like sometimes you didn't want to go or something. It's like, hey, dude, you got an opportunity that people would pay money to even be in that situation of being on a TV show on MTV when it was the hottest it was ever could have been, right? That
yeah, it was huge.
MTV was so big, and being able to do these things that, like, the MTV awards, the VMAs, and it's just opportunities that
So I guess to be more present
and not to take it for granted and be like, I think we were like a little diva-ish at some points. We're like,
maybe you don't speak for yourself, huh?
Brody.
Not diva-ish.
Oh my goodness, Brody,
diva-ish. You were the one asking for lemon steak with lemon only. That's it, steak lemon.
Wait, steak and lemon.
I'm not showing up if.
You guys, I think the guys sometimes are a little more dramatic than the girls on the show. Were.
All right, we're both a little diva-ish.
But yeah, I think to be present and then just don't hold back.
Yeah, exactly. Don't hold back. Be present. Yeah. I love it.
Now we got Anne.
Hey, Frankie, Adrina, and Brody. My name is Anne. The question for all of you, what was your favorite part of filming The Hills, and what was your least favorite part? Thank you.
The trips were my favorite part. Every single one of them was so much fun. They all had like their own thing, and I think that ADR was really
your least favorite.
Yeah, like going and doing like having to go and sit there and like
do voiceovers.
Voiceovers, because you have to hear your voice and
but you have to hear your voice watching it too. It's just not knowing where they're going to use those lines in the episode. That was frustrating. Mm-hmm. But I think the trips were fun, and then just, I don't know, like becoming like really close and doing a lot of fun things with our friends. We were always together.
The season premieres. Were so much, they would make a big deal out of them, and they would have like performances and like these big events for the premieres.
Yeah, the premieres were a lot of fun. I mean, just getting a paycheck for going and doing what we got to do was just incredible. I mean, that was definitely my favorite part, was like getting paid to go to a nightclub, hang out with my friends.
When the check hit that bank.
Yeah, going on trips, you know what I mean? Like, and making money for that. I mean, that was definitely one of my favorite parts. And then, like Audrina said, spending the time. I mean, all of us were really close, I think, in the beginning of the show. And, you know, towards the end there, obviously, we were all going separate ways in our life. But getting to spend the time, least favorite part.
Drama.
Yeah, I mean, nobody likes drama. Drama sucked. That was kind of, you know, wasn't fun to deal with, but that's life. I think that. And the VRs were kind of, although the VRs were kind of cool because you got to sort of
see clips
and be able to talk to them, like, hey, I want to say it this way, or I'd rather change a little bit. So I actually didn't mind the VRs as much.
What about the interviews this past like then we that was a nightmare, but then we really got to see how they were spinning our scenes, and then we had to refilm things and like re-say things.
So did you like it?
I did, but I didn't because we had to redo it so many times, and then it's like you kind of see what they're doing, but then it's like you have to just go along with whatever they kind of tell you because...
Yeah. Okay, now we got Isabella.
Hi, my name's Isabella. I love listening to this podcast. My question is, was there ever a storyline that you didn't want to end up on the show, but it ended up being included anyway?
Adrena. I feel like you should take that one.
Oh my God.
Some Justin Bobby stuff there.
There's a lot of the Justin stuff.
Yeah.
That was humiliating.
Or like even the
pool episode when you have to like...
Take my top off. Yeah.
What?
Remember the pool episode?
I didn't see this.
What? They wanted me to take my top off to get Justin in the pool to make it extra.
Oh,
so I took it off and threw it at him.
X-rated.
Yep.
I mean, that I didn't really care about that scene, but it, for me, it was more of like the stuff with Justin, I think.
Yeah. Is there any little regret that got on camera that you didn't like?
I think
it's a lot.
This past the whole show,
Frank the Tank. Oh my! Oh, that wasn't the Hills though. My favorite was when you got shot in the eyeball with the vodka and the squirt.
That hurt.
Frank the Tank.
That was the worst. Oh, there's a lot of them for me. Yeah, but for this past season on the Hills, when I got like clobbered by the gondola that takes you up on the snow when we were in Tahoe.
Oh yeah. Mine was definitely when Lauren somehow got my password to my phone and started going through it and looking at some girls.
The names.
Wait, she did?
And, I mean, you know.
She started naming the names.
She started naming the names. And sometimes you put little things behind, you know, next to the names.
To remember which. Oh, wait, wasn't there like a Brianna or Brittany? Or
just, you know, something along those lines. But yeah, I was a little, I didn't want that airing. But at the same time, it's whatever. You got to be able to laugh at yourself and you got to be able to make a joke out of things. And it's,
Oh my God.
I
the moment
about
you take
that.
Yourself too serious, other people don't. Remember that.
True. Now we got Sarah.
Hey guys, my name's Sarah and I've been a big fan of the show since it debuted back in 2006. And my question is in regards to Heidi and Spencer. Towards the end of season 5, going into season 6, was Spencer's mental breakdown real? And did Heidi really flip a switch? Was that staged by the producers or did that really happen? Because when you see Darlene and Holly communicate about not being able to talk to Heidi and not knowing what was going on, it all seems so real and genuine. And I just wonder if they had suffered like a mental breakdown because of the show, or if that was something that was staged because it seems so genuine, and I would love to know the answer to that. Thank you.
I mean, that was definitely genuine.
Yeah, I think, I mean, speaking, obviously I wasn't really talking to Spencer and Heidi that much at the time.
We were too separated from them to know what really was going on.
Yeah, but I do know now that, like, Spencer in the beginning of The Hills from day one straight said to me, he was like, yo, I want to be the most hated person in the world. Like, I don't care. I will be that villain. Like, he knew what he was doing going into that show and kind of going into those scenes. And then what happened is the show became extremely popular and he would literally be driving down the street and get like people shouting death threats at him, like as he's driving the car. So then Spencer, I think, became paranoid, or rightfully so. All of a sudden he's got people trying to fight him at the grocery stores, when kind of like the whole time he knew what he was doing. You know, he was very good at producing. We had done Princes of Malibu. Spencer, he manifested being that person, and so he kind of created that. And then once he was in that, I think all of a sudden he felt like the world was kind of coming in on him, and then he got a little like paranoid. And so the breakdown, part of that breakdown for sure, I think, from even seeing it from afar, was definitely genuine.
Now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. There are plenty of ways to support a healthy brain, like learning a new language or taking power naps. There's also BetterHelp online therapy.
BetterHelp is an online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat only therapy sessions. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to.
It's much more affordable than in-person therapy and very easy to use. Go online, fill out what you are looking for in a therapist, and you can be matched with one in just under 48 hours. Therapy is a great tool to use if you are going through a rough time. The best part about BetterHelp is that everything is done online in the comfort of your own home. No waiting room and no long drives to the office.
I love how accessible BetterHelp is, too. You can chat with your therapist and they will address it in your next session. And for our listeners, you guys get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/The Hills.
That's BetterHelp.com/The Hills.
If your doctor can recite every line from the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off, but can't remember your name, it's time to get a new doctor with ZocDoc. ZocDoc makes it easy to find quality doctors in your network and in your neighborhood. Plus, with real verified patient reviews, you can find the right doctor for you, one that actually remembers your name. I love this idea. I love to hop on ZocDoc and do research on doctors in the area, read the reviews, and pick out the best physician for myself and my family.
ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. On ZocDoc, you can find every specialist under the sun, and ZocDoc's mobile app is as easy as ordering a ride to a restaurant or getting delivery to your house. Search, find, and book doctors with a few taps. I cannot recommend this app enough, guys. It's so easy to use. You research it. You can make an appointment right then and there, and they just come to you when you're on the go. It's super easy.
Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and I'm one of them. It's my go-to wherever and whenever I need to find or book a quality doctor. Go to ZocDoc.com/hills and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours.
That's ZocDoc.com/hills. ZocDoc.com/hills.
Now we got Rachel.
Hey, you guys. My name's Rachel. I'm a huge fan of the show, and I absolutely love and respect all of you guys. My question is for all three of you. Do any of you still keep in touch with Justin Bobby? And would you ever ask him to come and be a guest on the show? Love you guys. Bye.
I would say we don't keep in touch, but if I ever see him, it's all love. And yeah, 100% we want him on the show. Once he starts the episodes that we will review, I think we're going to invite him in, right?
Yeah, I mean, Justin's always been hard to get a hold of. I feel like if the cameras are rolling, he's there. He'll film, and he's getting a paycheck. But I think like Justin's always been sort of in his own trip and doing his own thing. And exactly, and not, you know, good for him. That's what he likes to do. No, and kudos to him. I just think that sometimes Justin can be a little bit hard to get a hold of. So, but I'd love to have him on the show. I mean, love for Justin.
I talked to him last January or February, and he did say he would come on the show.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Let's get him on.
Yeah, that great. Was it.
We keep forgetting the boots, by the way. Come on. We need the combat boots.
I have mine.
The combat boots.
We need them right
there, yeah.
There.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. We got another one from Megan.
Hi, I would like to know how real the relationship between Brody and Lauren was.
Wouldn't everybody like to know?
Well,
I do remember one scene. You guys are filming a scene on the couch with a watch. And I couldn't leave, and I was trying to sneak out, but they stopped me on the stairs, so I had to stand there and, like, wait for you guys to your scene, and you guys wouldn't kiss. But then it's like she was leaving or something. I don't know. You guys were just snuggling on the couch.
Yeah, the relationship between Lauren and I think it started out very genuine, and we were getting to know each other, and there was attraction there, and we were both interested in each other. It didn't really progress further from that. Obviously, right out of the gate, we started filming together a lot. We had great on-screen chemistry.
Okay. And then we got an anonymous one. I wonder if it's the mystery man.
Hi, Brody. This message is for you. I actually just watched the first episode of Princess of Malibu, and it's actually really, really good. But I noticed that your stepsisters were on there, Courtney and Kim. And yeah, so my question is it true? Because I feel like I heard somewhere that Spencer was asked to help like produce or start a show for them. And if he missed that chance or like what happened there, is that just a rumor or is it true? Because I feel like with what he helped do with that particular show, and I'm only mentioning it because you guys mentioned it during one of your podcast episodes. So I thought that was really interesting. And I just wanted to know if that's real. Thanks.
Yeah. So what I think happened with that is the Kardashians, we had invited them to come to one of our parties that was being filmed. I think it was my 21st birthday or something. And I'm pretty sure, and Spencer feels this way he feels very strongly about this, that when Chris and the girls came there and saw that is pretty much when they had the idea of like, hey, whoa, this is, you know, look at this reality show, look at the production. We should do something like this with the family. And, you know, Spencer believes that. I don't have any proof of that. I don't know. I mean, the timing is there though, you know, right after that is when Chris was in there and they were pitching the Kardashians. So maybe they got the idea there. Maybe they didn't. There is some truth to that, I think, but I'm not totally sure. I don't know if Spencer was ever going to have an opportunity to produce anything for them, but Spencer's always ready to produce. You know, he's got tons of ideas, very creative.
I wouldn't get it past it.
What's up?
I wouldn't put it past
no,
it.
I wouldn't put it past my, I don't, you know, I just, I don't know. I don't have, I'm one of those people that needs proof, but I know that right around that time is when the Kardashians had started being developed. And I remember the girls being there and Chris and everybody was there just like, whoa, like this is, damn, we could do this. And hey, they did it and they did a great job. A lot better than Princess of Malibu. I mean, straight up, what is it? 15 seasons? They killed it.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for your fan calls. If you have a Hills question you want answered, head over to speakpipe.com/thehills and record your fan question.
Okay, game time. There is this game trending on TikTok. It's called Smash or Pass. And basically, you put up a picture and you decide if you want to smash, aka hook up or pass. So I thought it would be fun to end season one by playing Smash or Pass with the season one cast members of The Hills. So remember, the picture goes up and you have 5 seconds to answer. And each of us can ask each other. So I'll go first. All right, guys. Lisa Love.
Smash.
Pass.
Whitney Port.
Smash.
Pass.
Blaine from Teen Vogue.
Smash.
Smash.
Lauren Conrad.
Smash.
Pass. Man, you would smash everything if you could.
Smasher over there.
My turn.
Smashing and dashing.
All right, Frankie, you're up. Brody. Did you say smashing and dashing?
Smashing and dashing.
Smashing right, here we and go, dashing. Here
we
go.
Sure. We'll start with Brody. Audrina.
Smash.
Okay, now, Audrina, this one's for you. Brody.
Smash.
Brian Drolet.
Smash.
Pass.
Heidi.
Smash.
Oh, no. Pass. No. Frat Daddy. No. Oh, pass on that one. Man. Frat's going to kill me. No. Pass.
But Audrina would smash.
Yeah, Audrina.
Jason Waller.
Smash.
Pass.
Chen from Bullhouse.
Smash.
That's funny.
Okay. Jordan Eubanks.
Smash.
Pass.
Elodie from Bullhouse.
Pass.
Smash.
Kelly Catrone.
Pass.
Audrina.
Pass.
How are you going to say? Brent Boldhouse.
You smash. He's in the club scene.
You want to, Frankie needs to hit that. Just
smash.
Business. It's business.
That was cool. That's a good one, Audrina.
I like that. It's a good one. Ah. All right, it's time for some outtakes from season one. Our editor, Parker, put together some hilarious moments from the podcast that didn't make the episode, so enjoy these outtakes.
Okay. I'm going to eat you alive.
Eat your brains.
You eat when I tell you to eat. You shit on my face.
On my chest.
Shit on my chest. While I suck your blood.
Am I starting this? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right.
Stacy, what are you wearing? Katie,
from
what's your
Stacey.
Blood taste like?
From Katie, from Anne, from Isabella.
I want to taste your flesh,
Sarah,
Megan.
From Rachel, from Megan, from an anonymous person. Brody.
That guy, he does have like a straight serial killer voice.
See,
you never been on Rad before?
I've never been on any dating
Come
sites.
On. Here's the
no.
thing.
When
it's not even like you actually meet any of these people ever. It's just like,
when dating apps
go on
started,
like,
I was already taken.
Wait, this actually would be a good segment. It's just doing like a Raya segment.
Swipe,
just
swipe,
a Raya.
Swipe right and left.
See how many connections.
So what's the deal with Raya? Is it an X or a right?
It's swipe? An X and a heart. If you heart them and they heart you,
then
it's
you're
a connection.
Match.
It's a connection.
But then you never end up, like, honestly, I've never.
So you're telling
I don't
me
think I've ever met up with a girl off this thing.
Not right? one.
Really?
No, I have one. Yeah, like three maybe. But in like a
okay.
year. You know, you have a lot of connections. But
like
you
on
really
a, like an official date or just
yeah.
out
but is
them?
It because
I
you
scary.
Don't follow up and they're waiting for you to follow up?
Both. You know, sometimes like it's just, I don't check it all the time. But when you do check. Because
when you have too many options, Brody, you
there's
know.
Not.
It's hard to choose just
this
one.
What do you think, Audrina? This one? No. Yes. No.
She's pretty. I don't know.
You're way too picky, man.
Oh, would you just be hearting everything over here, Frankie?
Wait, Frankie, get over here. You
she's only
see?
Here. She's just here for friends, it says. Anyway, so.
Good. Oh, I know her. What's your name?
Oh, you know.
Yeah, oh, you know my her? Gosh, yeah. Frankie.
Frankie, bro. What? This is.
Maybe
whoa.
Maybe you should would you swipe
like, would you like
Frankie.
Me to connect with
I think she's dating one of my boys.
Oh, God.
I do have to say something.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
Wait, is it your birthday today?
It's your birthday. What?
Today?
Oh, it's... today. Oh, I guess, yeah, it is.
Brody.
I just want to say, man, happy birthday. You don't look a day over 45. And
thank you, Frankie.
It's incredible to have you look so good for our podcast, man. Thank you for taking care of your skin.
You're welcome. All those I'll years. Give you my skin routine yeah, later on, buddy.
Yeah, a lot of people have asked me about my skin routine. And
Irish Spring soap. Just scrub it on, put it on, you're good to go.
Dove.
Ready to go.
And you put water, you put
Cetaphil, you get the cheapest lotion.
Actually, Cetaphil is really
great,
good.
You know,
Cetaphil does good. Cetaphil does good.
Let's pretend it's not the last year of my 30s.
Are we going to throw you a party or what?
Well, no, not this year. Well, maybe I don't even know. I don't really. I feel like birthdays. At
this
point.
Let's do a nice dinner for you.
I feel like a quiet dinner is my idea of a good birthday. No,
at Nobu and let's do Nobu in Soho.
I don't want to. You know, I'll start celebrating when it goes backwards.
Yeah,
when it goes back,
when it starts going
never.
The other way.
I've been there already. I'm already there. Oh my God. Guys, just so everybody understands this has been going on between me, Brody, and Audrina for the last
a very, very long
years.
Time.
Years. I've been giving them shit because they never really did anything. They were just friends and they've always kept it a friendship. And it's always been a very platonic friendship, and you guys do love each other as friends.
Yeah.
And have been there for each other. And I am a witness. And I just want everybody to know when I do this little bit, it's just a bit.
Oh,
but
thanks,
Frankie. But there's always a half truth to whatever I say. So
there we go. Okay. All right. Anyway.
Can't give you the whole
don't
thing.
Don't take
right
it
now.
All serious.
Is your dog's breed mix a mystery? You're not alone. About 72% of pup parents are puzzled when it comes to their dog's breed. And it's time to end these guessing games and get the answers with Embark Dog DNA Test. Before digging into details, we'd like to thank EmbarkVet.com for supporting Was It Real? Go to EmbarkVet.com to get free shipping and save $40 with promo code HILLS. So I love and I'm so excited to get this Embark DNA test because I have a dog named Lady and she is getting older. So I would love to learn anything about her to help her through these last few years and to see what her DNA results are. In less than 30 seconds, Embark Soft Swab collects enough saliva to analyze twice as much genetic data as the competition. In fact, Embark screens over 215 genetic health risks across 350 breeds. That's more breeds tested than any other dog DNA test.
The process is simple. You swab your pup with the cheek swab sent to you. Mail it back in the provided prepaid return envelope, and in just a few weeks, your dog's results will be ready. Plus, Embark can help you and your vet put together a personalized care plan for your dog. See, I can't wait to work with Embark. I can't wait to know and find out if my best friend Bolt is actually a Labradoodle.
You know your best friend deserves the best care possible, so be proactive with their health with Embark Dog DNA Test. Just go to EmbarkVet.com and use promo code HILLS to get $40 off an Embark Breed and Health Kit or Purebred Kit with free shipping. That's promo code HILLS to save today.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Yes, so get ready for season two. Thank you so much for listening. Follow, rate, and review The Hills Rewatch wherever you listen to your podcast. And if you like to watch us, check it out on YouTube.
Thank you guys so much for listening. And get ready. We start breaking down season two next week. Moment time for Brody's moment to shine.
Shining through, guys.
You ready for this?
So ready.
Hey, whoa. I got one more thing.
Yes.
Yes. What is it? No got, more confessionals. Yes.
We got one more confession.
No.
Confession corner. Come on, let's go. Last one, because Brody does start in season two, I want to start by going at him.
Oh.
My brother.
You're in the hot seat.
Yeah, he is. There was a lot of girls that came on the show. How many did you actually hook up with?
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.